Record. Hello. That's better. Hello. Wow. So, what I was saying through worship was, you know, that he'll just fill you with his spirit, and that's how you have a relationship with him. When he fills you, when you've got him in you, so it's like now you have an internal relationship with God. It's not like he's an icon on the wall or like just a statue. He's coming to you with his spirit, and so now you have a divine relationship with the creator who created you, and that's what you're created for, to enjoy him and him to enjoy you and to really just get to know him. And that's the knowledge of God, pursuing the knowledge of God. You know, we can pursue so many things in this life, but pursuing God and knowing who God is and getting to know him by a relationship, there's no greater pursuit. It's pursuit of God, pursuing the knowledge of God and pursuing the knowledge of the glory of God. And in having those just being whisked off to paradise constantly inside of your body. And allowing him just to do whatever he wants to do with your life. I mean, if you're listening to this, then you're one of two people. You either don't like me and you're watching to see what I say. Or you're interested and you want to know a bit more about Jesus. There's only two. And he's just looking for a vessel to fill himself with. That's all he wants, is a vessel, a body, a person who says, yes, God, use me. I don't want my life this way anymore. I want a new life. Can I have a new life? And he'll fill you, simply. He just fills you and he uses you. And he becomes real to you. And you just experience his goodness and his mercy and his grace inside of your body. And you see that manifest in your life. He just wants a body. Just a body. And he can use, filled with his spirit. It's incredible. Divine ecstasy. Excuse me 1 minute. Today, divine ecstasy, and he births that in you. He does. We're all used for different reasons in the kingdom, and he will, yeah, he'll do a work inside of your life. He'll really just give you a brand new life. And let you explore the spiritual realm and enjoy him and learn. What better way to learn than by going through things? That's the only way we learn, right? I mean, I lived out in the world for a long time. A long time. It was a long journey. But I learned a lot of stuff. I learned a lot of things, as we all do. Everybody has a different life though, right? So we all have different experiences. And we all only know in part. And that's the wisdom of God. Because if he lets us know everything, then we can get prideful and think we know, and then we begin to judge, and then we begin to have opinions on things that we have no right really to have opinions on, because we have little information, and you know, but we're basing things, and we all make mistakes. But I mean, just pursuing his presence, pursuing him, not his presence, not chasing, but the knowledge of God, wanting God. I mean, what greater thing is there to know the Creator created you? I mean, he holds all wisdom. He has the key to every door that you need unlocked. He has the power to birth anything that you need birthed into the earth. And he chooses what you're bringing in, what you're going to manifest in this earth realm. He, when you say, Jesus, use me and give me a new life, that destiny that he has for you, he wants that to be manifest. He wants that to come forth. And so he will do what needs to be done to bring that to fruition, to bring that forward, you know. And he'll take you through different areas and different roads and through different streams and to experience different things that we learn. We can learn firsthand how things work. You learn by hands-on, right? I mean, when you've got a kid and you're telling the child how to do gardening, and we're reading the gardening from the book, and you get to the garden, you don't know how to do it. You really got to just, you learn by doing, right? You learn by doing and going through. And that's how we learn. And so that's what makes us all so unique, because nobody has had the exact same experiences. Everybody can bring something to the table and share their wisdom and share their knowledge. And my son said yesterday, well, I'm the only one in the house that has any technical knowledge. Because my daughter was asking for the PlayStation. She's 4 and she plays the PlayStation. I didn't get a computer until I was that last generation. The kind of the forgotten ones. We didn't really make it into the Gen X or Gen Y or the millennials at all then. But the other two, like, we didn't make it apparently. I was reading this article on it. And it's like, we're kind of like the in-betweeners. And that's been my life. Can you relate? Are you an in-betweener? Are you one of me? Are you like me? Because if you're like me, we can do this together. You're not alone. It's okay. I mean, I've got sisters. They don't want to help me. I don't want nothing to do with the older one. Just think, oh. The younger one's like, oh. They've all got to... I've never been good enough for any of them. Honestly, I have never measured up. Ever in my whole life. Not to my parents, maybe my mom, she's pretty cool. Not to my dad, I was never good enough. Have you ever had that? What about your family, like your sisters, you know? You've always been the odd one, or the one that you just were always like the one that didn't do what everybody wanted to do. You didn't do what they wanted you to do. You should have been doing it this way, but you didn't. And that's why you went like that. And that's your own fault. Come on, sisters. Come on, my family out there. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You know those ones? Well, you shouldn't have got yourself into that trouble. Served yourself right. You got those ones? Come on now. I'm not helping her. She got herself into this mess. We watch her get herself out of it. You don't need us? Fine. We won't help you then. Do it on your own. Come on. Please, come on now. Can you hear me? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, my God. All my life. Had to do it on our own. I've just had to do it on my own my whole life. And it's not that I've chosen that. I've wanted help, but it doesn't come. And when it does come, it's like it doesn't work out. It never works out. ever, but there's always lessons in it, and I've always loved. You always love through it. Like, I love them all. They don't love me. It's them who can't stand me, but I love everyone. But they're like, I'm just too much sometimes, you know, too full on. And that's just my personality. It's the way I've been made. I can't change who I am. It's who I am. You know, if you're listening to this and you're like, I'm with you, sister. I got you. It's all good. Don't worry about anybody. Just keep going for Jesus. Be filled with His Spirit. He will so lead you, and you will eventually realize that exactly that life that you've lived, the way you've been, everything you've gone through, the personality you have, everything will just come together at the end, and you'll realize who you are, and you'll be like, oh, really? That's why I was like that whole time. It's because that's who I am. I was created that way, right? Oh, it's so good, and it's so okay. Oh my Jesus, you're amazing. Just be obedient to Him and do whatever He asks you to do regardless. Regardless of your own interpretations, don't interpret things, just go with it. Just go with it. That's the best way to be. I hope she falls and kills herself. And never gets back up, serves herself right. Fucking bitch. Done it this way. This is the way it's meant to be done. Oh man, so funny. Nothing new under the sun, eh? I've been trained for this my whole life. Oh, it's so amazing. You know, like, seriously, I grew up, right? Man, I was 15, kicked out of home in this relationship, and bashed up by this guy. No one would come and get me. Did you? I love you, family. Don't worry about it. You know, it's all in the past. But nobody came and got me. I mean, that was my 15-year-old daughter. I would be there on the doorstep with the police, and I would be ripping her out of that relationship. Oh. Oh, I would go and save her and help her. Nope, not my family. Nobody came. Nobody wants to help. Unless you do it their way, you know what I mean? Unless you do it their way. If you do it my way, then alright, I'll do it. But if you don't do it my way, I don't want nothing to do with you. Thank you, Jesus. Just got to let them learn. Don't do anything, just leave it to God. What about those ones? Have you had those ones? Oh my God. Have you had those ones? I've had people who have said, don't interfere if it's meant to be. It's meant to be. That's how it's going to go. Have you said that? Like, people don't even believe, like, praying to, you know, intervene for people anymore. I don't know, like, she's about to die, should we help her? No, just leave it to God. Leave it to God. Let her die, just in case. Just in case it's God's will for her life. Have you had those? Oh my God. I've had somebody that, there was something like an animal was almost about to get run over, and they're like, just leave it. Let it. If it's God, it's meant to be. Don't interfere with God's plan. Like, you could save it. Doesn't have to get killed. You could actually go and help it. But no, I don't know, man. I'm not a mess. Sometimes I think of people and I think, wow. Oh, it's incredible. Oh, I tell you, my generation, if you come in to the glory and you don't know what the hell is going on, you're in good company. I'll help you the best way I can. I don't really understand everything, but I'm prepared to learn. I have a teachable heart and I want to learn. I love learning and I love God, and you know, I guess I've got two things good going for me. And I'll share everything that I learn. And I'll help you out. Oh, Jesus. Just do what he tells you to do. Oh my gosh. Wow. It has been incredible. Incredible learning the last few months. Seeing God in action. And just how he has to reveal, like, he'll lead you directly into situations that are like dangerous just so you can learn. But that's okay, because that's the life I've lived my whole life. He knows, you know what I mean? He'll put you in situations that could probably basically kill you, but not unless you can handle it. And you know, if you're coming out of the life like we've lived, like, we can handle it. It doesn't matter. 30 years of out there getting belted up by Satan. It doesn't really, you know, a few little encounters with the demon doesn't really hurt us. We just actually enjoy it. You know, like, if you've had a life where you just kind of, like, punch on with people because you enjoy fighting? That's going to be a real problem to Satan's kingdom, because you actually enjoy it. You're like, that's kind of fun. Can we do that again now? That's a little bit sadistic, because it's like, oh. Oh yeah, I can do this. I don't mind going up against, you know, Satan and his angels. It's all good. bring them on. As long as you got me, God, and you're going to teach me along the way. Oh my Jesus, so funny. Oh God, that's so funny. My God, why would you do that to me? Why did you do that? It's like, it's never not about you. Get over yourself. Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, you are so cool. He's so cool. He's so cool. He's totally got your back. He's in the driver's seat, right? Wow. Wow. I mean, most people love just coming to the glory and be awakened to, like, you know, the reality of this unseen realm. And I'm just like, really? I'm gonna take that crap out. I'll go straight back in to get people out. So funny. So good. Jesus. Jesus, I'll say it from the rooftops, I'll scream it from my balcony, I do, I don't care. It annoys the devil, and I like to do that, so I enjoy doing that, because I hate his cards. He made my life so bad. I had such a terrible life. Poor me, poor me, poor me, and I had the drink. It's not like that, but I mean, it was pretty horrible. And so I really hate him. So I want to destroy his kingdom, like, greatly. I want to have such an impact on his kingdom that he goes running with his tail between his legs and never ever come and touch my life or my family's again. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really give two flying... Oh. I don't give a flying... I don't care. I just don't care. You know what I mean? I don't care. I don't care. I've never cared before and I'm not going to care now. Oh. It's who I am. Because I'm loved by you. It's who you are. Oh man, when that devil has messed with your life so something fierce, you know what I mean? You get really mad at him when you get filled with God. It says in Acts, hey. I said earlier, because I'm such a sensitive person. I feel very strongly. What are you saying? You already know it somewhere. And I feel the pain and burden. And I'm like, so can you give me some joy? Because I'm sick of it. Restore to me the joy of my salvation and let me actually laugh. And voila! Look at that manifest just like that. Oh, wow. Well, the word of God must be true. Holy Ghost! Fire in the hole! Fire in the hole! What was I saying? Someone? Oh my God. He's so funny. You're amazing. Holy Spirit, wow. Shaka-daka-daka-daka-daka. Yeah. Yeah, it says in Acts that I remembered. That's incredible. Wow, it must be one of those memory games I play. To help my memory. It says in Acts in the Bible. Do you guys have a Bible? If you don't have a Bible and you need a Bible, just go to the shop and buy one. They're about $5. You can get like a little New Testament. Doesn't matter what version. You can get any. They're all good. Doesn't matter. Get a Bible and just read it out loud. Because what that does is it makes you get like full of the word of God, and that's really useful for your spiritual growth. Yeah. If you spent more time reading the word than you did trying to read people, you would have a much better life. I'm just kidding. I don't care about that. I don't even care about any of them. I just care about the people that actually want Jesus, you know? Those ones that are listening to me today who want to go to church, because you go into church and then you feel like, oh God, I don't belong here. ever done that? I have. My God. I've walked into plenty of churches and felt, oh, I can't come in here, but I want God. And where do I get him? You know what I mean? Like, when you don't know how to get him, you kind of go to a church. I was looking at this lady the other day. She's just kind of staring at the Catholic church on the corner. I was like, you want to go in there? I know you do. Because you want God. I was in the car there. Yeah. You know, people just go sort of rock into a church because they want God. And then a lot of the times the devil just kind of, you know, puts thoughts into your mind. You don't belong here, not good enough, rah, rah, rah. And then all of a sudden you kind of, you don't know where to go, you know. You find yourself not back in there. So this is what the healing meal's for. We're here online and you can enjoy the presence of God right here and you can get the word of God right here. And, you know, this will help you. This will kickstart you. This will help you and fill you. And that's the most important thing. But it says in Acts, in the book of Acts, that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. And power there is dunamis, it's power, and it gives you authority. So there's a lot of times where people believe in Jesus. Like, they know he's God. They believe he's the Son of God. They know he's God. That's who their Lord is, you know. I mean, plenty. Even all the Catholics, Christians of all types, you know. Everyone believes that Jesus is God and he's their Lord. And they've accepted that and they've asked him into their heart. But they haven't, for some reason, they've still got all that oppression coming at them. And they've still got problems in their lives. And they haven't overcome. And they don't actually, you know. And so it's kind of like, well, it hasn't become really real. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, Jesus hasn't really done anything kind of for me, you know. I'm kind of still stuck in all this type of stuff. And, you know, and you it depends on how much you surrender your heart to him. But, you know, it says in Acts that when you receive the Holy Spirit, so that's like you're going to receive power and authority, right? And then that authority and that power you get when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's going to elevate you. It's going to come up into your soul, right? So when Jesus comes into your body, he's purchased you, he owns you. So no one else, no other spirit can own you. They can only try to get you from the outside to try to trick you and deceive you, to like make you feel like, oh, you're not really a king or a queen of the kingdom. You're not really worthy. You don't have a mission. You don't have a, you know, you don't have anything, like, you know. They just try to trick you from here. But it's internal. So when the Holy Spirit comes on, it's like, bam, power, authority. You kind of already, you know, like how, wow, you're awakened to what type of authority you have in the kingdom, right? And you start to walk that out. And but a lot of people don't go that far. You know, the devil tries to play tricks with your mind and you kind of like don't really go deeper to try and, you know, to get that power. So it's all about receiving the power of God on your life, because once you get that power, you receive authority. And then you can stop everything that's coming against your life. And all of a sudden you start to go bang, bang, breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. You know, you're not addicted to this or that. You don't have people, you know, coming against your life. Everything you've done in the past is kind of, it's just cleaned up, you know. He just like washes it clean with his blood. And you know, whatever happens in the spiritual realm will take place in the natural realm. So God always releases it from the spirit. And so, you know, once you receive Jesus into your heart and say, Jesus, come and be my Lord, you know, and fill me with your Holy Spirit, he does that, right? He answers prayers and he'll do that. He'll fill you. He'll come in. And then he's like, you're like, I repent of all my sins, you know, all the bad things that I've done. And I really just ask for your forgiveness. And as you do that, he does that. He wipes the slate clean, because there's a record in the spirit realm, right? You've made agreements and you've said, oh, I'll do this. And you've done things you shouldn't have done. Well, it's always agreeing with different spirits in the spirit realm. But once you say yes to Jesus and forgive me of all those sins that I've done, he washes it clean and wipes it from the spirit realm. It's wiped from memory. So those things in the spirit realm have no more control over you anymore. Because you've been forgiven of it all, right? So it gets wiped like a clean slate. And so now you're free to really drink in God and really get into his presence and really just see him like internally. It's not like see him like, God, where are you? He's in you. But it's like this relationship develops inside, and it's a personal relationship because he personally knows you your whole life. He's never left you. His eyes have been on you your whole life. He knows everything you've done. So he knows exactly what you need, how you need it, what lessons you need, what you need to learn, what people you need around you to learn different things. He just knows you so perfectly. And his plans for you are good, you know. It's all about pouring goodness and mercy on your life and breaking off everything in the spirit realm that from the past that has hurt you. You know, and that's just the amazing goodness of God, and that's just what he does for anybody that wants that. It's not like you have to be special. It's just like if you want it, he gives it to you like that. Yeah, so they receive power and authority, and that comes on them, and now they walk in this amazing calling they have, you know. Amazing calling that God gives them. And it doesn't matter what age you are. I think Moses was 40 when he was called by God, and then he walked for 40 years. So he was 80, was it 80, something like that. Anna, so she was a prophetess. Anna was a prophetess, and she, it says in the Bible, she was of old age. She was very old, but she was used mightily by God. And even Jesus, like, he walked for 30 years. He was only in ministry. He only walked in that particular calling for 3 years, but it was such an impact, you know. I mean, that was the Savior of the world, the Messiah. But it's just an example of, it was only 3 years. So it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter how far you've gone away from God. It's like if you really want, you know, a new life or a new mission or something, you want to do something for God, you want to be used by him, it doesn't matter how old you are, he can do it. Like, he can do something in 1 year that would just be amazing, you know? And so it's not about how late in life it is. It's like, man, you know, really, God, you're really God. What can you do with my life? I mean, can you do something with it? Because let's just make the most of what we've got left and do something with it. That's how I was. I was like, I don't want to live like this anymore. Just do something with my life, God. And it might not look like that this is doing something with my life, but this is only a small measure of what God's doing in my life. This is just a little healing meal that he has me doing at the moment. Just ministering his presence through the computer for those who can't go to church or don't want to go to church just yet because they're being whatever. They're being let down or they've gone to the church and they don't. Whatever. This is convenient. I don't even know. God's plans are higher than mine. I don't even know exactly why. You know, I'm not going to pretend I know anything either. I'm just going to continue to follow his lead. And follow his lead every step of the way and let nothing pull me out. Just like you. You do the same thing. You'll be so blessed. He's so good. Such incredible glory right now. I receive it mightily. Most people that watch this, all of my friends and you guys who I know, like, I know you guys, like, we didn't grow up with church, there's no... There's some people, like, you know, like, like, you guys are so, like, you don't know even, like, what church is or what church is about or, you don't even know what ministry, none of it, I know, because I came from that and I was like, I didn't even know what anything was anyway, but I just wanted God. I just wanted God. I was sick of all the other crap. Oh, it's amazing what he'll do with your life. We don't have, like, you know, in America, they all go, like, they're very church people. Like, they're, I don't know, like, I think it's, like, kind of like they're all really into God and stuff. Like, they get all upset because they take God out of the schools and things like that. Like, we didn't even realize he was in our schools, let alone out of it. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have it like that. We've never been like that here in Aussie. We kind of, like... I don't know, we just... don't really have a problem in our church because nobody goes. We don't really care. Like, it's not. It's different. We're just like, let people do what they want and whatever. And the Holy Spirit's just so gracious and meets us where we're at. Oh, it's so funny. That's all about, just get his, it's all about his spirit inside of you guys. That's all. It's his spirit inside of you, and it fills every area inside of you. Like, and it does like a refinement on your soul. It's like your soul, he takes over, like your soul, the spirit comes up and takes over your soul, and that's your mind's been, like, is renewed by that. And you get that by, you know, going deeper into, just by this, just going deeper into him, like in getting that spirit in and feel and feeding on the word. I love the word. I didn't love the word at the start. I couldn't read the word, but now I love the word of God. It's just full of beautiful jewels. And I read it out loud. I used to have to force myself because I had so much oppression from the outside trying to stop me from reading the Bible. Like every time I read it, I'd be so distracted because if something would come from the outside, though, you know, like there's a satanic army, and you know, and so many Christians put that on, those on assignment against you. Not knowingly, and they can come against you and, you know, block you from reading the word. But if you just read it and power through, like really read it out loud and just force yourself, even if it's just like one psalm a day or something, anything, like whatever you can manage is better than nothing. And as you do that, you'll get like stronger in the spirit, and it'll start to really like rise up inside of you. And as that's, it starts to fill you more, the infilling of him. And because his word is like alive, right? And that's why, I mean, if it's hard for you to read the Bible, then you know that that's something that's trying to stop you purposely, because it must be significant. You know what I mean? You know when you're always trying to do something and there's always something trying to stop you from achieving it? It's because there's obviously something good that's going to come from it. And Satan never wants that for you. God does. But it's not like, well, why didn't God just stop it? Well, he's given us the authority and the power. But you need to power through. You need to do something as well. You need to read the word out. And that will give you the strength, right? And it'll make you stronger inside. And you become, you know, more and more powerful. And eventually, you know, that renewing of the mind takes place by his spirit washing through your soul. And, you know, and your soul is refined and renewed. And you have the mind of Christ. So nothing can help, can get you in internally. Nothing can live inside of you. That's not God. I'm so wrecked right now. Such a beautiful presence. Oh, Jesus, you're so good. Yeah, so I think we'll leave it there today. It's nearly 40 minutes of talking. Oh, Jesus. I love you guys. If you're not in our, I've got a Royal Street Ministry group, if you want to join that. And if you have questions and things, just ask them. Don't be shy, or send me a message if you want to ask questions. If I have answers, I'll try and answer them for you. If I don't, I'll put you on to someone that does know, or whatever. I don't know. Oh my God, this is divine. Oh Jesus, this is so incredibly good. Oh, it feels so good. It's like pure ecstasy, guys. It's like liquid ecstasy. And I love ecstasy. Not the drug. I used to. That destroyed me. I like this ecstasy. Oh, just yum. That is amazing. And that's the heart of God. He just loves you, and he just wants a relationship inside of your body with you. Read the word. Try and read the word a little bit out loud. And break through that embarrassment. You know, if you're going to say the word Jesus and then they want to make you feel embarrassed, or straight away as soon as you say, oh, yeah, I'm following Jesus, the whole family turn against you. No, they don't turn against you. They're just like, oh, God, here she goes. She's going a bit religious. We won't be inviting her to Christmas. But don't worry about any of it, guys. Seriously, because you're full of the ecstasy of God, and that's the only thing that matters truly. You just want to be so full of his goodness. Oh! Woo! Shout out, God, that's all that matters. But read the word, and it just demolishes all strongholds. It demolishes everything outside of you that's trying to make you feel shy and embarrassed and timid and awkward and uncomfortable and not accepted, or, you know, all that suspicion and all that just disgusting crap that comes from demons. Because God's light, and he's pure, and he's white. And his thoughts towards you are good, it says in scripture. Right? So our thoughts towards one another should be good. That's just kind of how it goes. You know, and so when our thoughts aren't like that, then, you know, there's some demonic oppression that's come at you. And people use, you know, all different types of witchery and made all different types of agreements in their past that, you know, put things on assignment that they shouldn't have done. And, you know, we feel the effects of that. But it's easily forgiven, and it's easily rectified by just, like, allowing his spirit to wash everything clean and fill you with his ecstasy. So read the word, read the word, read the word, read the word. Even read the Gospel of John so you can understand who Jesus is. Read the red letters of the Bible. That's all the words that Jesus spoke. You know, don't try and get it all, work out what you got to do and what you don't got to do. Just get that word going. Even the Message Bible, it's written in a contemporary form. So it's kind of like, it's cool. But I'll tell you the best one is, I love it, is the Passion Translation. It's really cool. I love the way he writes, and he's got a lot of like, he'll tell you about the books, and I love theology. I'm a bit of a knowledge freak. I don't like the knowledge of the world. Like, I love knowledge, but I like the knowledge of God, and so I pursue that, of his kingdom and his church, and I just love it because I just think it's amazing how he's birthed it. And how he continues to birth through us and uses us, like little old us, he uses us to birth through some promises for his church. Like, how incredible is that? You know what I mean? Like, we get to participate with him. We don't have to, and he doesn't have to use us. But because we're like, oh, Lord, our life's crap, can you use me? He's like, yeah, sure, I'll birth something through you, you know? And whatever it might be, whatever he's birthing through you, whatever he wants to put on, like bring into this natural realm. Like he's going to give you, you know, this is how he does it. Like there's something in the spirit realm. This is God of heaven who you say, God, forgive me of my sins, wash me clean and give me a new life. And he's like, sure. Thought you'd never ask. Right? And then he's like, boop, releases something out of the spirit from heaven, and it comes through the spirit. So it comes from heaven and the spirit carries it and it comes into you. And then it's like a promise, and it goes into your heart. And then you nurture that promise with the word, and you read the word over it, and you just like, you hold on to that because he's told you, like, whatever it is he's told you, and you just go with that promise and you hold to it, and he'll bring it to fulfillment. But that he births it in you, and it grows and it gets bigger, and you know, he adds to it and he reveals stuff and he unveils things, and he shows you how to walk with this spirit that he's given you, and you know, your part in it. I mean, we've all got a part in it, and he tells you your part in it. And you get to play a part in creation with the creator. You know, some people don't want that. They go and want to be, you know, whatever, live whatever life they want to live. And that's mine, you know. I've done that too, but I got bored of that because it stopped feeding me. I didn't have any fun in it anymore. It stopped being fun, you know what I mean? I mean, I couldn't really enjoy myself anymore. I kind of outdid myself real. This is fun. This is a fun walk because he unveils things and you're like, wow, wow, wow. You learn new things of how he teaches you and how things work in, you know, how he works and how he is developing that promise he's given you inside of you. And I guess the first thing he needs to reveal is your enemies and how the enemy works, you know what I mean? Because if you can't reveal that, I mean, you've got to know that so you know how to, you know your competitors, you know who you're up against, and you know, we're up against Satan's kingdom here. So he doesn't want, you've got to know about how that works against you. And so he'll lead you right through all different types of things. And it doesn't mean he doesn't love you. And it doesn't mean that he's mean. It just means that he's showing you and teaching you things that you need to know for your purpose. And it's your purpose. And it's your destiny. And it's your promise. And it's what he's given you through the relationship that personally you have inside of your body with him. You don't have it with other people. It's a personal relationship. And sure, there's people in the body, sure, there's people out there that, you know, they may have prayed you into the kingdom, and well, more than likely, and there's people out there that, you know, have insight, and you know, and God will put people that you can learn from and all types of things. But at the end of the day, he is your God, and it's your relationship with him, and only you and him know the minute things that he teaches you. That revelation that you get, wow, you're like, wow, God, really? You know, he shows you these things. It's a personal relationship, and it's called that for a reason. And it's a personal destiny for you. But your destiny affects other people. Because there's other people out there that are not going to come into their destiny unless you step into your destiny. And this is where Satan has his hold. And this is where Satan tries to stop people from coming into the full glory of God, getting that presence inside of them, and really falling in love with their bridegroom king and knowing him as the husband. And knowing him as their head of their life, right? Having that fullness of God inside of them manifested. Satan comes against that because that destiny that's on your life, it's going to affect other people. I mean, if I don't come into my destiny, other people are going to be affected by that. So there's a real war against that. There's an incredible war in the spirit realm who are saying, hang on, look at her. She's getting it. Release more against her because we don't want her to come in, because if she comes into that destiny, that means this one and 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 this one, all these people are going to come into their destiny if that one does. So they're going to release something to try to stop you, and this is where you've got to power through. So if you can't even start by powering through the word in a simple way, I mean, come on. he's going to try to take you. That's nothing. I mean, if he can just stop you from reading the Bible, then he can stop you from everything. I mean, this is important. Of course it's important because all the promises are in here. How do you know what you're meant to have if you don't read it? It tells you what's yours. I mean, what this is telling you what's yours. Not Corinthians, but you could read John. Get it? It's like $15-$17 online, or you can get the whole thing. But this is a read this version because it's love, and read the Song of Songs, and it will. The Song of Songs in this translation, and even Heaven Awaits the Bride, which is just beautiful about the bride and her bridegroom can and experiencing Jesus in the spiritual realm as a, you know, as a spiritual being. But your destiny affects other people. And so the war against that is incredibly big, and don't think that it's going to be any different, because I mean, if you've had experienced constant you know, such a hard life previous, it's been for a reason. It's been because there's such a destiny on your life that they've tried to stop you from coming in. If you're going to come into that destiny, you're going to influence many people. Many people are going to come into their destinies, and that kingdom is advancing and advancing mightily and strongly. So surround yourself with good people, honestly, some good people who really can support you, get under you, really love you, and you know, really speak some wisdom into your life, so they can help birth what it is God wants to birth in and through you, rather than hinder the work of God. They can actually, you know, co-labor with you. I mean, God uses everyone so mightily. I mean, if they say yes to Jesus, they've got Jesus. They belong to God. Sure, they might not. Everybody might not be at the level you're at. Sure, everybody might not be filled as much as you're filled. I mean, how much full can you get? I mean, He comes in a person, right? You get God in full. But the revelation comes as you grow. And it doesn't make anyone any better or any less or whatever. I mean, everybody is where they're at. But he's using everybody mightily. Everybody. Even the one that just says yes to Jesus, you know. As soon as you say yes to Jesus, he's like, you are taking ground. And you're important. Very important to the kingdom. It doesn't matter what church you're in, what church you've come from, whereabouts you're planted. It doesn't matter about any of your past. It doesn't matter about what your destiny is or your future. If you said yes to Jesus, then you've just taken territory from the devil, and your words are important, because when you say yes to Jesus and you are shining for Jesus, everybody is affected around you. And it doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter about where you're at all. It doesn't matter about the level of your renewal. It doesn't matter about the refinement of you, how much you've been refined, or it doesn't matter about any of that. The only thing that matters is that you said yes to Jesus, and now you're part of his body, and now you're in the kingdom with God, you know, and now you enter in by the Spirit and you get your destiny fulfilled. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's it, guys. Oh, my Jesus. God bless you guys. And I will speak to you all next week. Be so super blessed. Love you.